Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Saira Mujtaba with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says his visit to Israel will set new goals for strategic partnership and deepen bonds between the two countries. Supreme Court takes cognizance of references to corruption in judiciary in Class 8 NCERT textbook. Election Commission decides to fit GPS trackers on vehicles allotted to Central Forces personnel ahead of West Bengal Assembly elections. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri stresses India's commitment to responsible use of military artificial intelligence amid global uncertainties. And in the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, New Zealand to take on Sri Lanka in Group 2 Super 8 match in Colombo this evening. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi embarked on a two-day state visit to Israel this morning. This is his second visit to Israel. During the visit, Prime Minister Modi and his Israeli counterpart Benjamin Netanyahu will review the significant progress made in India-Israel strategic partnership. They will discuss further opportunities in various areas of cooperation, including science and technology, innovation, defense and security, agriculture, water management, trade and economy, and people-to-people exchanges. The leaders are also expected to exchange perspectives on regional and global issues of mutual interest. Now we go live to our correspondent Dheeraj Kakaria in Jerusalem for the latest update on the Prime Minister's visit. Dheeraj, what is the latest update that you have for our listeners on the Prime Minister's visit to Israel?
Thank you, Saira. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be arriving in Tel Aviv around 4:15 p.m. Indian Standard Time. He will be received at airport by Mr. Benjamin Netanyahu, his Israeli counterpart, and immediately after landing, they will be having talks. Both leaders are known to be giving personal touches to the diplomacy. After this, both leaders will be proceeding to Jerusalem, which is around 50 kilometers away, and rest of all the programs are organized in Jerusalem only. Around 85,000 India origin Jews who migrated after creation of Jewish homeland in form of Israel nation, they are eager to welcome our Prime Minister Narendra Modi and other Indian migrated people, which are around 18 to 20,000 in number. They are also keenly waiting for Prime Minister to come to Israel. The main program today is Prime Minister's address to Israeli Parliament, which is called Knesset. Knesset is a unicameral legislature, meaning it has only one chamber. Prime Minister's address is eagerly awaited not only in government circle, but throughout Israel. And Israel these days give due significance to Indian views and particularly those of our Prime Minister. Today, after this main program, Mr. Modi will be heading to see one tech exhibition in which top Israeli technologies will be demonstrated. During today's programs, Prime Minister is also scheduled to be talking to Indian origin Jews and other people. Top Israeli technologies demonstration will be very important because Israel is too ahead in artificial intelligence and on technology front, particularly in defense technologies. These are highlights of the first day of his two-day tour to Israel. It's now over to you, Saira.
Thanks, Dheeraj, for that update. Ahead of his visit, Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed hope that his two-day state visit to Israel will further consolidate the enduring bonds between the two countries. In his departure statement ahead of the visit, the Prime Minister said it would set new goals for the strategic partnership and advance a shared vision for a resilient, innovative, and prosperous future for both the countries. He said that India and Israel share a robust and multifaceted strategic partnership that has witnessed remarkable growth and dynamism in the recent years. Israel's President Isaac Herzog has said that his country and people are looking forward to welcoming Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Mr. Herzog's statement came in response to Prime Minister Narendra Modi's departure statement, wherein he mentioned that he's looking forward to his engagements with his Israeli counterpart Benjamin Netanyahu. Earlier, in a social media post on Sunday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu termed Prime Minister Modi's arrival as a historic moment, underscoring the strength of the India-Israel alliance. India and Israel have strongly and unequivocally condemned terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. During the 10th meeting of India-Israel Joint Working Group on Counter-Terrorism held in New Delhi yesterday, both the countries emphasized that confronting terrorism requires sustained, comprehensive, and concerted action. A report.
The meeting underscored the importance of bilateral cooperation between India and Israel. Both sides agreed to strengthen cooperation through training, cyber security, exchange of best practices, and information sharing, as well as enhanced law enforcement and judicial coordination. They also renewed their commitment to enhance cooperation at multilateral forums, including the UN and FATF. India and Israel strongly condemned the brutal terror attacks in both countries and stressed the urgent need to hold the perpetrators accountable. With Anupam and Dilnashi Arzu, Tripti Srivastav, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The Supreme Court today took sua moto cognizance of references to corruption in the judiciary in a Class 8 NCERT textbook and termed the issue a matter of grave concern. A bench comprising Chief Justice Suryakant and Justices Joy Malia Bagchi and Vipul M. Pancholi took note of the matter. Senior Advocate Kapil Sibal mentioned before the court that children of Class 8 are being taught about corruption in the judiciary, calling it deeply concerning. The bench made it clear that it will not allow anyone to defame the institution. According to the new Social Science NCERT textbook for Class 8, corruption, massive backlog of cases, and shortage of judges are among the challenges faced by the judicial system. Supreme Court today clarified that the Class 10th admit card accompanied by a pass certificate can be produced as supplementary documentation for identity verification in the ongoing special intensive revision exercise in West Bengal. A bench comprising Chief Justice of India, Suryakant, and Justices Joy Malia Bagchi and Vipul Pancholi passed the order after senior advocate D.S. Naidu mentioned the matter before the court. The senior counsel raised concerns on whether a Class 10 admit card can be accepted as a standalone identity document. The Election Commission of India has decided to fit GPS trackers on vehicles allotted to Central Armed Police Forces personnel being deployed in West Bengal ahead of the assembly elections. Deployment of CAPF personnel will begin in two phases. The first phase of 240 companies will be deployed from the 1st of next month. The Commission has directed that armed forces will carry out area domination exercises and familiarize themselves with the geography of the state. Chief Electoral Officer of West Bengal said that GPS tracking system will enable ECI-appointed central observers to monitor the movement of CAPF personnel. President Draupadi Murmu today inaugurated the four-day National Arogya Fair in Shegaon of Buldhana district in Vidarbha region of Maharashtra. Speaking on the occasion, the president said, "Healthy citizens play a key role in making the country healthy." She said medicinal plant farming improves financial condition of the farmers and also improves soil health.
इस चार दिवसीय आयोजन के दौरान आयुष चिकित्सा पद्धतियों के विभिन्न आयामों पर विचार विमर्श किया जाएगा आयुष के प्रति लोगों की जागरूकता बढ़ाने के लिए परामर्श शिविरों और औषधि पद्धतियों का आयोजन किया जा रहा है ऐसे आयोजन की विशेषज्ञों उद्योग जगत के प्रतिनिधियों और जनसामान्यों के बीच संवाद एवं सहभागिता स्थापित करने में महत्वपूर्ण भूमिका है
The Ministry of Ayush, in collaboration with the All India Ayurvedic Congress, has organized a National Arogya Fair. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at TI News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to Midday News. India has stressed the urgent need to preserve strategic stability and prevent a renewed arms race amid rising global uncertainties. Addressing the 2026 high-level segment of the Conference on Disarmament in Geneva, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri highlighted the country's commitment to responsible use of military artificial intelligence and the national framework for evaluating trustworthy AI in the defense sector. On recent expiration of the new Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty, or New START, is a major setback for global arms control. He also raised concerns of growing risk of terrorism linked to weapons of mass destruction. He added that India believes that preserving strategic stability and preventing an arms race are more vital than ever for global security. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today inaugurated the Pusa Krishi Vigyan Mela in New Delhi. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Chauhan said that the government is strengthening fertilizer access, curbing fake pesticide sales, and will soon introduce farmer IDs to streamline loans to the farmers. He underlined that nearly 1,92,000 crore rupees have been disbursed to farmers under the Pradhan Mantri Fasal Bima Yojana. He said many reforms have been implemented under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. As a result of those reforms, India is now ranked first in the world in rice production.
Several reforms have taken place under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The impact of those reforms is that today we have become number one in the world in rice production. Our wheat stocks are full. In the last 10 years, our food grain production has increased by 34%. However, there is still more work to be done. That is why we are discussing several additional reforms. By implementing these reforms swiftly, we will continue to strengthen our food grain reserves, ensure quality production, make it suitable for nutrition and further increase the income of farmers.
Heavy Industries Minister H.D. Kumaraswamy today said that more than 28 lakh electric vehicles have been sold under PM E-Drive scheme so far. He said this while addressing the 3rd Federation of Indian Chambers of Commerce and Industries National Conference on Electric Vehicles in New Delhi. The minister said that sold vehicles include over 20 lakh electric two-wheelers and nearly 3 lakh electric four-wheelers.
More than 28 lakh electric vehicles have been sold under the scheme, including over 20 lakh electric two-wheelers and nearly 3 lakh electric three-wheelers. Public transport electrification has gained significant momentum, with over 14,000 electric buses sanctioned across major cities at an allocation of 4,391 crore. This large-scale deployment is enhancing urban air quality and policy continuity for domestic manufacturers.
Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said that Delhi police has arrested the accused who allegedly insulted 3 women of Arunachal Pradesh in New Delhi. Talking to media this morning, Mr. Rijiju said that stringent action will be taken as per the law. He added that the government has ensured that if anyone misbehaves with the people of the Northeast, strong action will be taken against them.
In Delhi, regarding the incident that took place in Malviya Nagar involving 3 girls from Arunachal Pradesh, my office staff is personally in touch with all 3 of them. From the very first day, we have been in contact with the Delhi police. If any incident of any kind happens in Delhi involving someone from the Northeast, immediate action is taken. The police have taken action in this case as well. I am personally speaking to the authorities and following up on the matter, and an arrest has also been made.
Police karwai kiya, main khud baat karke main follow up kar raha hu aur arrest bhi ho gaya hai.
In ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, New Zealand will take on Sri Lanka in a Group 2 Super 8 match at the R. Premadasa Stadium in Colombo today at 7 p.m. Benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty trading with marginal gains during afternoon trade today. Sensex added 32 points to 82,258, while Nifty advanced 44 points to 25,469 when reports last came in. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says his visit to Israel will set new goals for strategic partnership and deepen bonds between the two countries. Supreme Court takes cognizance of references to corruption in judiciary in Class 8 NCERT textbook. Election Commission decides to fit GPS trackers on vehicles allotted to Central Forces personnel ahead of West Bengal Assembly elections. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri stresses India's commitment to responsible use of military artificial intelligence amid global uncertainties. And in ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, New Zealand to take on Sri Lanka in Group 2 Super 8 match in Colombo this evening. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. And with that, we end the midday news.